It's Thursday, November 5th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Customers to be more demanding on less money. Walmart says no to robots. Expedia loses a ton of money, and that's okay with them. And online events, maybe not as bad as you think. This is the Business of Tech. Forrester's VP and principal analyst, Thomas Husson, has insights into next year, expecting customers to be even more demanding of IT suppliers, despite lack of budget. Citing channel partner Insight, the company is expecting more bankruptcies. A 2021 key trend will be automating mundane administrative business processes for scale. The 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months, cited by Microsoft, has not been met with an evolution in business culture at the same pace. And Forrester expects 30% of companies to invest more in cloud automation, security, and mobility. Why do we care? Two threads. First, and it's thematic on some stories today, troubled waters ahead. That said, my biggest area of interest is that evolution of business culture. Of all the opportunities in this story, that's the most interesting to me. Business automation might be the one that many will think of, and by doing so, they miss the bigger, more lucrative opportunities in helping businesses redesign. You can be the technology implementer, or you can be the business implementer. The second is far more valuable than the first, and there's a massive gap here to be filled by knowledgeable business and technology experts. If you're only one, get the other. Walmart has ended a program to test autonomous robots in about 50 stores, which were designed to scan items, check stock levels, pricing, and misplaced items, and were intended to relieve the load on humans and reduce labor costs. Since the pandemic and the shift to online ordering, Walmart found that workers doing online deliveries could also do inventory as intending to use those humans. This also pairs with a concern about how shoppers might react to robots in their stores. Why do we care? I love this story for two reasons that we care. First, Walmart used metrics to decide this. They made a decision based on business process. Second, technology is not always the answer to a problem, and sensible application of the tech is a smart strategy. And those two lessons are why we care. Expedia Group is reporting quarterly revenue drop of 58% from last year, taking a $409 million profit and converting it to a $220 million loss. And the company is taking it as good news, citing a stabilization of the travel market. CEO Peter Kern is anticipating a third wave of the pandemic in the U.S. and elsewhere and expects the travel market to, quote, remain bumpy and unpredictable. Why do we care? I continue to advise an approach to your customers based on analysis of their market, and here's some of that data. Travel and hospitality are going to remain difficult, and remaining agile and mindful will be key skills. Expedia is a tech company, but the focus on their industry is the key point. Zensar, a digital solutions company specializing in, quote, helping organizations on their digital transformation journey, recently announced the results of the Everywhere Experiences survey on the impact of COVID-19 that's had on both in-person and online events and experiences. According to the findings for the Everywhere Experience survey, 93% of people think that the greatest appeal of virtual events is networking. 90.1% of respondents say that the convergence of digital events has made it easier for them to attend. 71.8% of those surveyed say training and skills development is the leading reason to attend a virtual event or experience. 32% of the respondents indicated that online events enable better time management. And 25% of the survey participants cited the ability to attend more events as a reason for their popularity. Why do we care? This is useful data to think about in the new now. Many use events for marketing, and here are the reason they're working. You can do networking in them when done well, and you can make events easier to attend and more flexible. This is some useful data. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you again tomorrow.